Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I see that we have two people on the line. I'm Carrie. I'm the instructor for the course. We have six people, so four more people that need to still come online, and we'll get started.
Okay.
I see that Susan's on the line, correct?
Yep, that's me.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. And then who else do we have on the line?
Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Christina, where are you calling from?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. And then Susan?
I'm in Virginia, Alexandria.
That's
Virginia.
What I thought. Okay. Okay. Getting a class roster ready for you guys to send out. We will get started in about another minute. We're waiting for one more participant to come online. Great. We can get started. Everyone is on the line that is registered for this class. Welcome, everyone. How are you all today?
Great. Thank you.
Great. Well, I'm going to take a moment just to introduce myself and to go over some logistics. I know that doing a conference call this way or a class this way can kind of be awkward the first time through. Is this anyone's first time doing a class via teleconference?
Yes.
So it's very different, and I promise that I will go over kind of all the etiquette, so to speak, with you all in a moment here. But first of all, I wanted to just welcome you all to Yoga to Life. I'm really, really excited to be here with you all today and wanted to take a moment to thank you all for being here and really for making this commitment to yourself and really an investment in you. There's no doubt in my mind that you all will see how the core coaching skills that really you're going to learn and practice over the next 12 weeks, you'll see how they impact your role not only as a yoga teacher but also off of your mat too or out of the yoga classroom and helping others to navigate through change. Just how the skills that we learn on our mat in our yoga classes we can take off of our mat into everyday life. They're applicable in our everyday life outside of the yoga studio. It's the same with these core coaching skills that you're going to learn. You will not only have successful coaching sessions after you learn these skills, and that's what this course is set up to really make you a successful coach and set you up for that success, but you will also find that these skills will help you move through challenges, overcome blocks, strive towards growth and alignment in your own personal and professional life. And really, that's what we're doing as a coach as well, as you'll see. We're helping others to move through challenges, overcome blocks, strive towards growth and alignment in their own personal and professional life. So it goes hand in hand. So I'm honored to be your guide. That's what I like to call myself. I'm your guide here. Ultimately, this is your own practice, just like your yoga practice. This is your class. I'm here to hold the space for you all to come into alignment with your intention, the focus of the curriculum, and then also what resonates for you, your truth. The yoga teacher and the yoga student relationship is very, very similar to the coach and the client relationship in this way. As a yoga instructor, the yoga instructor is a guide, right? And the yoga instructor is there to hold the space so that the client, so to speak, the students, can work through the class and create whatever depth of experience their bodies are ready for. Every posture is different. Every pose is different. Every student is different. Just as yoga teachers do not do the work for their clients or their students, instead they make it possible for the students to do the work themselves. It's the same thing with the role of a coach. The role of a coach is to create an environment for ultimately the client to do the work and to work towards success. So with that said, like I said, I am just thrilled to be here. This is what I love, and I'm very passionate about this and believe in it. A couple logistics. Did everyone have an easy time dialing in? It seems like it. Everybody was right on time today. Any problems with dialing in?
No.
Okay, great. So you are welcome to press *6 to mute and to unmute at any time if you need to mute, if there's background noise. So I just ask that out of respect for everyone else in the class, if there is background noise where you are, please press *6 to mute, and then at any time that you are coming back into the conversation, you'll just press *6 again to unmute. It does say that you've muted and unmuted, and kind of there's a little pause, a little delay there. So just know that if I'm asking a question to you specifically, I might have to wait a couple moments for you to unmute and to come on, and I'll definitely do that. It's also really good at the beginning of class if for some reason you're going to be, let's say, grocery shopping. I mean, obviously, ideally, I would encourage you all to just make the time to be somewhere quiet where you can really be actively engaged in the process in each class and really truly be present. However, life happens. I totally understand that. So if there is a time where you do have to be on mute most of the time because you're somewhere else, like at a soccer game or in the car, running errands, whatever it is, please let me know beforehand, and I'll know when I do call on you that I'll need to give you a couple moments. So overall, this class is going to be very, very interactive, and I'd like to make it as interactive as we possibly can. Again, ideally, if you can be present for each class in a quiet place, you're going to be setting yourself up for success and really to get more out of the class. As far as materials that you have, I just wanted to touch base with everyone to make sure that you all got the workbook, which is also the manual. That term kind of goes hand in hand, workbook, manual. Does everyone have it?
Yes.
I'll ask it this way. Does anyone not have their workbook or their manual with them today?
This is Melinda. I signed up just a few days ago, so I don't have mine yet, but I was told it's going to come in the mail.
Oh, great. Okay, awesome. Melinda, I'll be able to email you a link where you can, while you're waiting for it to come in the mail, you can download an electronic file of the workbook.
Yeah, I actually got that, and I printed off some of the pages that we were supposed to have read for today.
Oh, perfect. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Anyone else?
This is Susan. I'm in the same boat. I got the electronic version of it, but I haven't received the hard copy yet.
Okay, great. The next material is the yoga supplement. Anyone not have the yoga supplement? Okay.
The introductory supplement?
Yes. So it's a separate, does everyone have that? Okay, it's separate from the manual, and it starts with the guiding principles that make your yoga practice feel so personal. That's the first sentence on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the intention of the supplement is basically to help to integrate yoga and coaching. You'll embody it more and you'll know it more when we use the supplement to kind of tie the two together. And there'll be some journaling that you'll do along with the supplement and just some outside practices outside of the class that you'll do with the supplement as well. And we're going to get right into that today. How about the syllabus? Did anyone not receive a syllabus?
This is Lisa, okay. And I don't have any papers yet. I just have all the electronic versions. I don't think I have a syllabus.
Okay. So the syllabus, I will email you all a link if you don't already have it, just to make sure everyone has it, but a link to our class page. And I will be updating that in the next week, too. And anytime that we have any supplemental readings or resources, anything that comes up, I'll be able to put, or recordings, for example, I'll be able to put on our class page so that you can access that at any time. And the syllabus is one of those things that you can access on our class page. So the syllabus will just list week by week the reading assignments, our homework, as well as what the week's objectives are, the class objectives and discussion points. So you should be able to get that on the class page. And was that Lisa? Lisa,
yeah.
You just said you didn't have it? Okay. I'll make sure that you get that. Okay. Again, this class is meant to be highly interactive. Mm-hmm. What you put into it is really what you get out of it. So I will be calling on you all at random. Please let me know if for some reason you're not going to be available to answer during a class session. The next thing I wanted to make sure is that everyone had my email address. So all this housekeeping stuff, right? Does everyone have my email address? It's carrie@coachtrainingalliance.com. Does anyone need me to spell that out? Okay,
yes,
great.
Spell it, please.
Yes, CARRIE @coachtrainingalliance.com.
Thank you.
Yes, no problem. So I am available for you guys at any time. I am here for you over the next 12 weeks. And any time that you need to reach out to me, please feel free to send me an email. We can always schedule a time to talk outside of even our class time as well. You guys will all have buddies in this course. And the purpose of the buddies is basically to practice coaching sessions, if you choose to, on your own, to set up practice coaching sessions. It's also if you have missed a class or you've missed notes or part of a class, your buddy is a great person to reach out to get those notes. I will always make sure to send you guys a class recap. So every week I will email each one of you a recap just to make sure that we're all on the same page, and if there's any extra readings or any extra resources that I spoke of, I'll remind you of those. The coach sessions. So I remember when I first took a mentor coaching class, I was like, what are coach the coach sessions? So coach the coach sessions is where you're going to experience a lot of growth. And our coach the coach sessions, I would almost relate it to practice teaching sessions. And what we'll do is I will send you all out a schedule so you'll know when you're going to be the coach and when you're going to be the client. It will be towards the end of our session together, and we'll do a live coach the coach session. The purpose of this is so you can practice the coaching skills that we've learned, and so that we can all provide feedback to each other. Obviously, that's the way we grow. Just like we can't take our own yoga classes, we rely on others' feedbacks. Same thing with coaching. We rely on, especially at this point in the process, feedback in order to grow. So that's the purpose of the coach the coach sessions, and we will have plenty of those moving forward. Don't worry, we won't have one today. I won't spring one on you. I won't spring a surprise on you. I will make sure that everything is scheduled ahead of time and you are perfectly aware of when you're going to be the coach and when you are going to be the client. Any questions so far about any of the housekeeping stuff? Okay, you guys are easy. So the last thing, the last bit of housekeeping is so that I can really get to know you guys a little bit better. And then also my hope is to compile all this and send it out to you all so that you guys can get to know each other well. And what I'd like to collect from you all, and by next class session, is a bio. You can use a bio that you already have if you choose, or you can write a new one. It's up to you. And I will create a class roster with your bio, just a short snippet of what you do and what you love, anything about you. Also a picture so that we can see you too, so we have a face to put with a name. And I have everyone's email addresses and phone numbers and where they're calling from, so city and state. If anyone's opposed to me sending that information out, go ahead and email me and let me know. Otherwise, if I don't hear from you, I'll just assume everyone's okay with me passing along that information to everyone within this class. Okay. And on another note, before we get started, just out of the respect of everyone here, confidentiality and how important that is, we'll be exploring some maybe difficult topics at times that relate to our own lives. So I just ask that everyone is really respectful of the conversations within this group and keeping that confidential and within the group. And I will do the same, of course. Okay, any questions, comments so far? Great. So let's get right into it. A little bit about me. So I just wanted to take a moment and tell you guys a little bit about me before I ask about you all. My name is Carrie, and I have been a yoga instructor for the past 11, 12 years. I am also a mom. I have two girls, 7, almost 9. And one thing I can tell you about the coaching skills that I've learned throughout teaching this program and participating in the program is it's also helped me parent, which I was not expecting that at all. It's helped me just become a more authentic parent. And instead of telling my kids what to do, I've started to implement some of these skills in my parenting, which has been pretty cool. And it's helped to empower them to think through challenges and problem solve on their own and really create opportunities, which has been really cool for me to practice as a parent. So you'll be able to take a lot of these coaching skills and practice them in every aspect of your life, in different relationships in your life. I was also a former elementary school teacher. I taught 4th grade and 6th grade. And along with so I obviously love teaching. I love mentoring. I love learning. I love the process. I love teaching what I'm really passionate about and sharing that with others. And I basically moved from teaching elementary school after my girls were born. I wanted something with a little bit more flexibility and free time. So I moved into teaching yoga classes, and I was doing that part-time while teaching part-time. And then I moved into teaching yoga and coaching full-time. I've worked in program development, such as teacher training programs, all levels of teacher trainings, curriculum writing for different wellness programs, different training programs, this training program in particular, wellness coaching, leading teacher trainings of all different levels, leading wellness programs. And in the last 2 years, I've stepped more into a management role, a mentoring role, or a leadership role, so to speak, within the yoga community, where I've really, really found that these coaching skills they're paramount to really managing others and crucial in building and managing co-creative relationships within an organization. So I've been able to experience that firsthand. It's really, these skills have enhanced every aspect of my job and my life, really. What I love about my job, this work, is watching students and clients discover what they're capable of when they come into alignment themselves. So the word alignment, that's a yoga term, right? And that's what we do as yoga instructors. We help our students to physically align in postures. We do the same as coaches. We help our clients to align in their lives. And I was asked recently, what is my why for practicing yoga? And I had two words, alignment and truth. Alignment and truth, those are my why, so to speak, because I really believe that when we physically align in a yoga posture, the posture deepens, right? We've all experienced that in our own bodies. When we come into optimal alignment, the posture is safe. So we're able to move into a deeper expression of the posture. We're grounded, we're connected, we're present. We're really paying attention to the breath when we're truly in alignment. There's a depth of that expression. When we align in our lives, same thing happens. Doors open, we're able to go deeper, find more purpose, find more passion, more motivation, more excitement, more drive, more success, more abundance. And really, as coaches, this is what we help others to do. We help others to find their alignment off of their mat. Because just like in our physical yoga practice, every body is different, every person is different, so every yoga pose is going to be different. And the pose really never ends. It's a constant process. So all of those, all of that relates to coaching as well, which you guys will all see. So that is why I'm here. And again, I am honored to be here as your guide throughout these next 12 weeks. I'm really excited to get to know each and every one of you. So I would like to get to know something about you now. I'm going to go ahead and call off of my roster each one of you. And if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit of your background yoga experience, what you hope, so three things, your yoga experience or background in yoga, what you hope to get out of this training, and one random fact about you or one fun fact about you. Okay? So three things. Let's start with Claire.
All right. Throw me right in.
Hi, Claire.
That's all I was thinking about, my random fact. Hi there. Thanks for having me. My name's Claire, and I live in Oakland, California. I've been in the Bay Area for 8 years. And my yoga background goes back to high school, attending my first class with my mom when I was 17. And from that first class, I really had an experience of quieting a lot of the teenage chatter and relationships and all of the things going on in my life that I couldn't really process or even name at that time. I had, from that first yoga class, just an experience of quieting the mind, and that really led me to continue to practice, which I did all throughout college. So I've been practicing regularly since 2001. In 2008, I got certified to be a teacher in San Francisco with Yogi, and so I've taught now regularly for about 2 years. I took a little time. I've taught to adolescent girls. I've taught yin and restorative. Also vinyasa, so kind of across the board there. And what I hope to get out of this is really further clarity, further alignment with my own truth that really resonates for me and what you're saying, Carrie. And I'm feeling at a crossroads right now personally in my professional career where I invested a good amount in getting a green MBA and I'm trying to leverage that and take that forward within the business and nonprofit world, but also stay within my own work-life balance. So I'm really wanting the tools that I'm going to learn, not only that I'll be taking out with my own yoga students and with people in my life, but also for myself. So I see that on different levels. And I'm considering leadership development, organizational effectiveness, management coaching as one of my paths. So I know that that will really aid that. And one random fact is that I'm from Virginia originally. So I see myself as a Southerner. I'm from Richmond, which people, it's funny, they sometimes have debate about whether Virginia is the South or not. But to me, it is.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing everything that you did. Claire, it sounds like you are in the right place. That is for sure. Welcome. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see, just to be with you and to be a witness along the way throughout this process. So welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, Susan.
Hi. My name is Susan Doyle. I live in Virginia currently, Alexandria, right outside Washington, D.C. I've been teaching yoga for about 5 years now. I just have my own little practice slash business in the area, and absolutely love it. I also work part-time for a psychotherapy practice, just as their office administrator, but that's a field that really interests me as well, and especially how yoga and mental health, you know, there's so much of a connection there between the two. So my interests lie in that area. And just overall wellness, what I kind of hope to get out of this class is how I can work with my, not only my current students, but other women, because I do teach mostly women, and just helping them make wellness a priority in their lives, helping them figure out how to reduce their stress and eat better and find time for exercise and just take care of themselves better than they are. So that's kind of where I would like to go next. And my fun fact is I'm originally from New Jersey, but no one would ever guess that because I somehow did not end up with a New Jersey accent, I hope.
Oh, cool.
I think.
I don't hear one. But it wouldn't. We would still welcome you on the call if you did have one. So. Great. Thanks for sharing.
A little bit when I'm around my family. It comes
yeah, out. I bet. It's funny how that happens, isn't it? Oh, that's great. Great. Okay. Well, thank you, Susan. Next up, I'm so sorry if Elsbeta. You knew that I was going to say that. So Elsbeta. Okay. Thank you. Elsbeta, go ahead and introduce yourself.
So my name is Elsbeta Peškova, and my accent, obviously, I am not Native American, so I am from Czech Republic originally, from Prague. I've been living in the United States over 9 years, and I've been practicing yoga. First time I got really into yoga, I was around 20, I think, and I started really practicing at home. I really enjoyed the philosophy of yoga, of how it's mind-opening, how to be a better person, how to enjoy your life much better, how to be happier and healthier. And those are things why I started practice yoga. I was doing a lot of meditation as well, and then I got into practicing Bikram yoga about 4 years ago. And 2 years ago, I decided to go to the teacher training. So I've been teaching for around 2 years full-time. So I teach every day. I practice almost every day as well. And I absolutely love it. I have a huge passion about yoga. I believe that if people could do more yoga, spread the yoga all over the world, this world would be just such a better place to live. Because once we are happy and healthy, we can make other people around us happy and healthy. And what I'm hoping to get out of this course is actually, I would like to, next 2 years, I would love to open my own studio and also get involved with coaching, because I can tell that there is much more behind yoga than people actually think it is. When they first come, like we all probably did, to a yoga mat, we think it's asanas and it's physical. and it feels good to our body. But the whole philosophy that is an endless journey, endless learning about our bodies and about my about our minds, that takes a while for a regular practitioner to understand. And I feel what I feel from my students that it's sometimes hard for them to connect all these things at the beginning. And I would like to mentor them and learn how is the, what's the good tools and what is the good, the best way to approach them so they would actually stick with their practice, because I know a lot of students just come and go. They don't regularly practice. And I feel like the big part of it is because they feel it's an exercise. And they, it takes a while. It takes, I believe, like a year or two regular practicing to really understand that what's behind yoga. And I don't, I think that many people misunderstand the point what really yoga is. So that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm really excited about this session. I've been planning to do this for a long time. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing. And it's just really fun to listen to you all. And I completely agree that yoga ultimately, you know, it's about the deeper experiences, the deeper connections, mind, body, mm-hmm. heart, spirit. Mm-hmm. And being able, yoga brings about change. And being able to connect the dots. I like how you said that, connect the dots and help your students connect the dots where they can start to make those changes in all aspects out of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just practicing yoga on their mat, but they're practicing yoga really in every aspect of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So that is exactly what these coaching, this coaching format that you will learn, this conversational format and the conversational tools and the skills, that's, it will help you to hold the space to help them kind of navigate through that process. So I'm really excited that you're here. Great.
Thank you.
Lisa.
Hi, I'm Lisa Holland. I live in Gunnison, Colorado, which is in the mountains, and it's gorgeous here. I started doing yoga 18 years ago, and I did it just on a whim with a friend. I went to an Ashtanga class, couldn't move for a week, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. and I got hooked. I got hooked with the physical part, and, you know, my teacher was teaching the eight limbs and the yamas and the niyamas, and it all sinks in, but I was not really into it for that reason. And then it starts sinking in and sinking in, and it becomes a spiritual practice every time. And it turns into a lifestyle, and hanging out with yogis is one of my favorite things ever, because it's a different community, and I really enjoy it. I substitute occasionally. I go to class more for myself and to find my balance. And I have two boys. I have an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I'm a single mom, so hence the reason for always striving for balance.
mm-hmm.
My intent for this class is kind of funny. I just kind of figured this class or found this class a couple of days ago. I have a small business called Zen Books. I do freelance bookkeeping and business consulting. And I had a chuckle when I was reading the syllabus when it talked about consulting, because it was so appropriate. Coaching versus consulting, people want me to fix their problems constantly. And so coaching is definitely the venue I want to travel on. I think it will be a great, I'm excited to have a great set of skills. I know I'm going to learn, and I can implement that into my business, into my personal life. As Carrie said, with my kids, I'm just super excited. And a fun fact about me is because I like to max myself out, I got an Irish setter a couple of years ago, so it's like the dog with the most energy I've ever met.
Oh, no.
So I try to take her out hiking or running every day. So that's another thing that helps keep me balanced is getting outside and enjoying the beautiful mountains I live in.
Great. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. So I should tell you all, I'm in Colorado too, Lisa. I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado, actually.
Oh, I've love Fort Collins.
I love it here, and it's gorgeous. It is gorgeous, mm-hmm. Blue sky, gorgeous, yes. And I'm going to Gunnison over Thanksgiving for the first time. I've never been there before, so.
Right, well, you know how to find me.
Yes, very cool. Christina.
Yes. Hi, I'm Christina Diaz, and I live in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm a student of Iyengar Yoga. And I also teach what is called a Sui Sensei's healing method. And so that's what brings me to this, because yoga is a form of meditation and just being at one with yourself and finding the answers. So I just, I think from this program it would help me be a better teacher for my students, and also I want to bring it into the business aspect of it for people who want to find peace in their lives and better at public speaking. And the fun fact about me is that I've never owned a cat in my life, and after 3 months of searching, I found the best little cat in the world. And so it's my first cat in my life. Fun fact. I never thought I would ever own a cat.
Never say never, right? What's your cat's name?
Annie.
Annie.
Oh, like little orphan Annie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, welcome, Christina. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Hey, last but certainly not least, Melinda.
Hi, I'm Melinda Hofstetter. I live probably just a few miles from Susan, I think, in Alexandria. I live in Fairfax, Virginia, which is a big suburb of Washington, D.C., and just up the road from Richmond, where Claire was, I guess she was brought up. So my yoga experience is that I've probably incorporated some type of yoga into my exercises, all my life, and just a number of years ago I started more seriously practicing on a regular basis yoga, and there was a teacher training advertisement at the studio I was practicing at, and I spoke to the owner about it and all, and I thought in my mind that it might be nice to, like when I retire, be able to teach yoga to senior citizens. And that at the time was my motivation for going through teacher training. I've since gotten my certification in prenatal yoga. I'm teaching a regular prenatal class during the week now. I do a lot of subbing. I have a regular 40-hour a week job. And what I am looking to get out of this training is, I think maybe tools to help me create a business for individuals when it comes to coaching. I'm also speaking with a girlfriend of mine who's a psychiatrist, and she's interested in the same thing. She said that she found when her patients would start cleaning up their diet, they, surprise, surprise, would feel better about themselves. So we're both, I think, coming into this from a health and wellness aspect, and we're seriously considering going into a business practice through coaching. And I would, of course, bring the yoga side of it into the business. So my fun fact is that I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps. I was a Marine Corps officer. I retired several years ago. And my three kids, the youngest of whom is 18, are out of the house now. And so I feel I can dedicate more time to something like this that will help me as I transition out of my current job into something that I really, really want to do.
That's it. Fabulous. Fabulous. Well, again, it all sounds like you all are here for great reasons, the same but different, and I'm really excited to get into the curriculum with you guys and to hear how this is feeding your experience with outside of here. In your teaching, you guys will find that a lot of these practices that I will assign you guys to do, you will find that you'll be able to put them into action even in your classes as a student or as a teacher, which is really fun, really fun. So thank you for sharing, all of you. And before we move on, today the class is a little bit different. Like I said at the beginning, we normally have a coach-the-coach session, and I usually hold the coach-the-coach session during the last half hour of class. And today, instead of calling on two of you to do a coach-the-coach session, what I have set up is a pre-recorded coaching session for you all to listen to on your own. And our IT department is working on getting me that link. I had to do some editing to it and stuff so that it's just really clear and concise for you all. And I should be able to send that out to you tonight. So we will end class, just to give you a heads up, we will end class on the hour today instead of the half hour. Okay, so I'm on Mountain Time, so 1 o'clock here. We will end class in the next 20 to 25 minutes. And just wanted to give you guys that extra time since I am asking you to listen on your own time to this coaching demo. And you won't have to do any extra work with the coaching demo this time. In the future, we'll be giving feedback and taking notes and whatnot on the different coaching sessions that we have. Okay, moving on. What I wanted to get into next, and today is a lot of housekeeping, kind of class logistics, what to expect, and each week when we get together. And the next thing that I'd like to go over is just our class format, what each week will look like. Every week we'll start, just like we start a yoga class, with setting an intention or a focus. So, for example, the focus, obviously, of this whole course is to learn the 5-step coaching model. And each week we'll be diving deeper into each step within that coaching model. By the end of the training, you guys will know that coaching model by heart. You will know it by heart, just like when you have to learn a class sequence. It's the same thing. Like, you will know the sequence of this model by heart. Each week, whatever our intention is or our focus, we'll kind of weave that into the session, weave that into class. There'll be exercises that I'll ask us all to do on the spot, on the call. There's going to be exercises that I'll ask you guys to do outside of the class. And the exercises will really help to explain and practice whatever the skill set is that we're working on that week. So that's kind of how it's broken down. So I wanted to give you guys an example. One of the steps of, I'm not sure if anyone has had a chance to look at, you didn't need to, so don't worry if you did not, but I don't know if anyone's had the chance to look at the coaching model. But again, there are 5, sometimes you can argue 6 steps to this coaching model. And one of the steps is finding the coachable moment. So if our intention was today to focus on finding the coachable moment, what I would do is weave into class how to find the coachable moment, different exercises, different skill sets that you would use to try to identify the coachable moment within your coaching session. And then also we would practice finding the coachable moment, and I would give you an exercise to practice outside of here in your everyday experiences in looking for the coachable moments. One way that we would dive deeper into finding the coachable moment, that step in the coaching model, is looking at limiting beliefs and perceptions. So a lot of this course is designed around the neuroscience of change, which is fascinating, and it sounds like you all are totally on board with that, and mind-body connection, obviously, and knowing that yoga brings about change, and so you'll learn really why that happens on a neurological level too, and then how you can facilitate growth with the space that's created through one's yoga practice. We create space in our bodies. We create space in our minds. We create space in our minds. We create space in our bodies. And then it's in that space that we're able to move forward. So really, that's the kind of things that we'll work on. And it'll be broken down every week. Repetition is another big part of our class format. And just like your yoga is a practice, you'll practice these skills, like I said, every day outside of class. We will brainstorm ways that you can incorporate the skills that you are learning here and what we're focusing on here in your yoga classes as a student and as a teacher and in your everyday life. This course really is developed around having your own aha moments. So I think, I can't remember if it was Lisa that said coaching versus consulting. Was that you, Lisa?
Was.
I think so, yes. So about how people want, you know, oftentimes people want you to just fix their problems. But there's obviously studies behind having aha moments and how that is more impactful. That's the kind of learning experience that sticks and that makes a big impact literally on one's brain. That's what creates the new neural pathways is when we have those aha moments. And those aha moments, you'll hear me use this term a lot, are when you experience it in your own body. So the repetition piece is crucial. The practice, the repetition, there's studies that show that practice and repetition over an extended time span are critical to transform awareness into valuable knowledge and then even further into behavior. So that's the repetition piece. And you can see how that definitely relates to our yoga practice. We get on our mats and we practice alignment over and over and over again. We're building muscle memory. We're doing the same thing with our clients. We're helping our clients to put into action and practice these new steps. You guys in this class, you'll be practicing these coaching skills. The repetition and the practice is key so that you can have more awareness around it. You can experience it. It'll turn into knowledge, and then it'll be kind of your default mode in your coaching session, so to speak. Finally, we'll always end with our namaste, so to speak, finding the teacher in everything and ending class with what was your greatest takeaway, some kind of reflection on what you learned and what your experience is with whatever skill set that we're working on within that week. Questions, comments so far?
Great, good.
One thing that I forgot to add is that it's on a conference call, obviously, it's sometimes hard to jump in. So you can any of you have permission to interrupt me at any time at all. So feel free to interrupt. It's just kind of part of the call etiquette. So
I actually do have a question. Is it being recorded? Is there a chance we can always go back to the session if we feel like we didn't catch everything?
Absolutely. So the great thing is that these classes, so everyone is being recorded. We are recording right now. And again, everything is confidential. You are the only people that are able to access these recordings. And by going to the class page a couple days after the class, our IT department will update that, and our class recordings will be on there. So you can go back and listen if you'd like, or if you have to miss a session, if you have to miss part of a session, say your phone drops, you can always go back and listen to the class. Great question.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Carrie, this is Claire, and I just wanted to make a request as a really visual person, and especially on these types of calls, if there is something that you're following along with specifically at a time, if you could tell us that. If not, you know, that's fine as well. But if there is something to follow along with, it's always helpful to keep me really in tune.
Absolutely. I am the same way, Claire. I'm a very visual person. So these calls from the very beginning it's been a challenge for me. It's definitely forced me to step out of my comfort zone. I'm the type of person that talks with my hands. I like to make eye contact, and I am a very visual person, so I totally understand. I absolutely will make sure that I give you guys a heads up, especially in my weekly recaps, about, hey, we're going to be looking at the 5-step coaching model. This is the page that you need to have in front of you, and I'll make sure during our class session as well to say,
okay,
make sure you guys all have your 16 steps growth plan out. We're going to go over this point by point. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, getting into, actually, that was a great segue into the next part of this call that I wanted to go over. I want to make sure that we have enough time for everything. If you could all turn to page 5 in your manual. Okay, so page 5 in your manual. We'll skip down, and a lot of this reading I know that you guys have done on your own. If you haven't yet, I encourage you to read over these pages that were assigned in more depth after today's class. A lot of the concepts and the material will really start to resonate more, and it's really a good idea in the next day to carve out about 20 minutes to read over what we've gone through, what we're going through, the assigned readings, just to kind of let it solidify and marinate in it. What we are hoping to really accomplish over the next 12 weeks, and on page 5, it says, this comprehensive program will train you in the most effective tools for coaching, inspire you to think like a mentor coach, so I'm reading the bullet points, provide the methods and principles to work as a coach, guide you to achieve masterful coaching skills, help you to integrate and apply these skills in your existing professional or business context. And that last bullet point is really, really important. In your work outside of here is going to add so much depth to this training. And I promise you that I will work with you to try to create really accessible ways to do that, where you're not having to spend a lot of time organizing a personal coaching session with a friend or family member to practice on. I promise you that I will help you all find small ways on a daily basis that you can practice these skills that we are learning. There are lots of different resources that are in the manual itself, and there's a tab at the end that says supporting documents and related articles. We will be getting into some of these different articles and documents as we move through the training, but know that there's abundance of information here and resources out there. If I refer to a certain book or a certain exercise and have a document that you all don't have, which usually comes up because I usually find new things all the time, I will have it on our class page so that you can download it. I will also make sure to email you guys an electronic copy. And, of course, if it's something that we're going to be referencing during the call or using during the call, I'll give you a heads up about that so you can have it in front of you. Finally, the action challenges. I kind of touched on that briefly, but the action challenges are in the yoga supplement. And these are really to help facilitate your own aha moments and connect how yoga and coaching go hand in hand. The action challenges in them of themselves will really enhance the learning process for you. I would encourage you to go out and get some kind of journal or notebook so that you can reflect. These action challenges are really about self-reflection and making the connection and what resonates for you, finding your truth and your alignment, which is a really, really important part of this process. So I would encourage you to find a journal, and you'll find that you'll be going back to that throughout your career. And it's really kind of fun to look back on that. Okay, let's all turn to page 11. At the top of page 11, it says the five major sections of your training. And number one is introduction, mentor coaching, definition, and scope. We'll get into all of these five major sections throughout the 12 weeks. The next one, number two, core coaching skills. That's obviously a bulk of our training. If you turn the page, core coaching principles and tools, developing your unique voice as a mentor coach, powerful questions, effective tools for coaching, the mentor coaching model. So the basic coaching model, that is another bulk of this training. The process of change, which is fascinating, the role of the mind and brain in change and creating a new story, the psychology and the neuroscience of change. I'll be weaving a lot of that into this class because I think it's really inspiring and motivating, and it's cool to know the why behind all of this. And then finally, co-creating and sustaining success with clients. So that is a great summary of what we will get into over the next 12 weeks. Okay. How is everyone doing?
Great. Sounds good. Really exciting.
Good. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys to write down a couple questions. Does everyone have a pen and a blank piece of paper?
Yes.
Great. Okay. One question I'm going to have you guys all have an answer and be willing to share hopefully next week is how do we develop trust with our students as yoga teachers? How do we develop trust with our students as yoga teachers? How are we catalysts for learning as yoga teachers?
How are we
catalysts for learning? I'll say it in a better way. How do we serve as a catalyst for learning? How do we serve as a catalyst for learning as yoga teachers? Okay. Next, the word focus. And before we get into setting goals and wrapping up this call and what your homework will be for the next week, I wanted to just talk about the word focus. And I like to think about the word focus as the same thing as intention, right? And ultimately, in coaching, there's a focus in a coaching session, and that is determined by the client. They bring what is called an agenda. So focus, intention, agenda, kind of all the same thing. How do we as yogis and yoga instructors bring a focus to class? Can anyone give an example? So in your class. Thank you.
There's a couple of different ways. This is Claire. You can really facilitate them guiding their own intention, so making space for that up front and, you know, describing maybe some options around that, the way they want to bring it. Or you can use it as your own theme about what you're bringing in for that day and that class, and then it's important to weave it throughout the class so that you come back to it. So I think it works on different levels.
Connecting it on all different levels. Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. So just to kind of plant the seed in your minds, one of the first things that we'll get into when we talk about the coaching model next week is the focus, keeping the coaching session focused around what is within the client's control, so to speak, what is within their sphere of influence, so to speak. And I like to think of it as when we come to our mats and we get into child's pose, We close our eyes, and it's like all of a sudden we're the observer, right? We're observing our breath. And all of a sudden, what is in my realm of influence as a yoga student is the fact that I can observe my breath, is that I can create space in my mind that way. And it's in that space that I'm creating in my mind and becoming the observer that I get to create my own story, my own experience. Is that resonating with you all?
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing in your coaching sessions is that when you first get together with your client, you're helping to facilitate that kind of mindset where they're letting go of all the distractions, all the mind chatter, and they're focusing on whatever their agenda is, whatever their intention is. But sometimes it takes coming back to the breath over and over and over again, right, to stay in the moment, to stay present, and to keep moving forward one breath and one step at a time. It's a lot like what coaching is and a coaching session. That's kind of how your coaching sessions will ebb and flow. So just a taste of the coaching model, the focus, the intention, the agenda. It's what the client brings to the table, what they would like to focus on. And sometimes your role as a coach is to help them clarify, to help them kind of calm the mind chatter and get down to the core of what it is they really would like to work on. And I will give you guys different skills and different ways to practice that. Lastly, SMART goals on page 101 and 102. So if you go ahead and turn to page 101 and 102 in your manuals, this is part of your homework. And you will, SMART goals are going to become really important within your coaching sessions. So if everyone can turn to page 101 and 102, you guys are going to set up three SMART goals. So the word SMART, the acronym, means specific, be very specific. So instead of saying just, I want to get fit, be more specific. I'm going to attend a kickboxing class once a week. That's an example. Make sure it's measurable, that there's a way that you can track your efforts. It's achievable. That'll help to set you up for success. Realistic. Are you really willing to pay the price of your goal? And time-bound. There needs to be a beginning and an end. It needs to be time-framed. And the initiatives for each goal, three key initiatives that move you towards that goal. So initiatives, three key steps. This is like your ladder because it's taking these steps, no matter how small they are, every step away along the way matters. So those steps are going to lead you to success, which is going to drive your motivation levels up. There's a lot of times there's a saying that you don't necessarily have to be motivated. You just have to have a plan. A lot of times the motivation comes after the goal setting and after the planning of those initiatives. Is that making sense?
What page was it again?
It's 101 and 102.
Okay. Thank you.
So here are the three goals. One is going to be in your yoga practice or your yoga teaching. One is going to relate to your yoga practice or your yoga teaching. The second goal is going to relate to this course. The third goal is going to be more personal. The third goal that you set will relate to your everyday life, your personal life. So outside of the yoga studio, outside of your yoga teaching, outside of your yoga practice, outside of this coaching course. And for each goal that you have, three initiatives that help you move towards that goal. And they can be tiny. They can be tiny steps. That's okay. Every step along the way matters. Any questions? Hmm. Okay.
Can you give an example of the initiative?
Sure. For example, and this is a very generic example, but we talked about the goal, getting fit, is too broad, right? So more specific would be, I'm going to take a kickboxing class every week. Well, one of the initiatives may be that I have to sign up for a membership at the gym.
Okay.
Does that help?
Like to analyze the goal, what's going to help us to achieve it.
Yes, those are the steps that are going to help you get there. I think of it as a ladder. Like if the goal's at the top,
mm-hmm. yeah.
those are the steps along the ladder.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
This is Melinda. Are these three goals, is this ongoing or is this for next week?
Mm. They can be ongoing. It doesn't need to be within the next week. So over the next 12 weeks, it could even be over the next couple months. It could be even within the next year.
It's just something for us to do personally.
Yes. And the purpose of this exercise is to have the experience of writing these goals and identifying what, like how to specify a goal, and also for you to experience finding out what those steps are that you're willing to take and that you can take in a certain amount of time, in a certain time frame, because this is an exercise that you will do with your clients. Remember, as a coach, you guide your clients to help them to achieve their goals, but you don't tell them what to do. So do you see how this is you doing this for yourself? Because eventually as a coach, you'll be doing this with your clients. You'll be holding the space and guiding them through this goal-setting, step-taking process.
I've been meaning to ask. You use the term hold the space an awful lot. I want to make sure I understand what exactly that means. Does it mean simply to make it possible for the client to work toward success?
Yes, exactly. So to set them up for success is another way of saying it, to make it possible for them to achieve success, to help them focus on whatever is within their realm of influence. Instead of them going down the rabbit hole of whatever is outside of their realm of influence, the things that they can't control. And it also means it's the difference between telling someone what to do and guiding someone through a process for them to identify the steps that they need to take to change whatever it is they want to change. Does that clarify it for you? Okay, great. So these are all great questions. Again, thank you all so much for being on the call today. Please reach out to me if you have any questions. You're welcome. Any questions while you guys are working on these goals and your homework. Again, I will be sending out a recap of our meeting within the next 2 days. And also that will include that link so that you can listen to, you can actually download it and listen to the coaching session. And it's kind of cool because you'll be able to listen to it more than once, and we'll be referring back to that sample coaching session later on as we move through our training as well. Have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to talking to you all next week.
Thank you very much. Very nice meeting you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.